This month on Naked Oceans, we're diving into the many ways that we trade the oceans, because there are all sorts of marine species that become incredibly valuable and sought after once they've been caught and brought onto land. And where there's lots of money to be made, people will, of course, go out and catch as much as they can until wild stocks start running out. We thought we'd give you a bit of a rundown of some of the highest price tags in the oceans. So, Helen, what have we got to start off with?
Well, a lot of the top-priced ocean wildlife is, as you might guess, stuff that we eat. And some of it is really quite weird. I did my PhD on a giant denizen of coral reefs called the humphead wrasse. And yes, the adult males do have big bumps on the heads. Some people say that they're ugly, but I happen to think that they're really very beautiful. And in Asia, they are something of a delicacy. They feature in restaurants lined with aquarium tanks packed full of live fish so that diners can pick out the fish they want to eat just moments after it's been whisked out of a tank. One of the big problems is that many large reef fish, like humphead wrasse, are caught using cyanide. Divers swim down, squirt just enough cyanide to stun a target fish, and then they bring it back up to the surface and hope that it revives. And the thing is that cyanide lingers on the reef, where it kills all sorts of other marine life, and it's one of the destructive fishing methods highlighted by the Reefs at Risk Revisited report as being one of the top threats to reefs.
I mean, cyanide is, you know, it's very Agatha Christie, dastardly murder. I mean, that's not exactly the sort of thing that you'd think you'd want to put onto a reef. That doesn't sound like a very good idea at all. I mean, I know you worked on them, but have you ever tried eating humphead wrasse? Are they nice? Do they taste good?
Well, actually, no, I haven't tried them. I always said that I wouldn't pay my own money to buy one because that just felt wrong. But if someone offered it, then I would give it a go. But that never happened. So no, I haven't tried them. I heard they, you know, obviously people do like them. And the ultimate luxury, which is really weird, I think, is a plate of their lips. They sell for hundreds of dollars. The males, these huge males, because they change sex. They start life as females, become males as they get bigger. And they have these enormous lips. And people like to eat their lips. Weird. Very gross, I think.